我想请弟兄姊妹翻开旧约的雅歌，歌中之歌雅歌第六章。
I want to ask brother and sister to turn to the Old Testament Song of Songs.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我的骄傲啊，你美丽如德萨，秀美如耶路撒冷，威武如展开旌旗的军队。
Oh my love, you are beautiful as Tarzan, as lovely as Jerusalem, as inspiring as an army with banners.
同一章第十节。
And the same chapter, verse 10.
那向外观看，如晨光发现，美丽如月亮，皎洁如日头，威武如展开旌旗军队的是谁呢？
Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10. Who is she who looked forth like the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners?
我们知道雅歌书在圣经里面是一卷非常非常宝贵的书。
We know that in the Old Testament, Song of Solomon is a book that is very, very precious.
它的开始不是从一个刚刚蒙恩得救的人的经历开始的。
The beginning of this book is not from when the person is first saved.
而是一个人蒙恩得救之后，被主的爱激励，被主的爱征服，然后他开始对爱有反应，开始来爱主。
But this is a person who has been saved, yet he was encouraged and motivated and captivated by the love of God. So now, she start to pursue.
当这个人在主的手中经过了很长的一段跟随主的经历之后，就产生了我们刚才所读的两节圣经所形容的那个光景。
And after many experiences and many training by the Lord in following the Lord, then reproduce what we see in these two verses of the loveliness of the situation.
他对主有渴慕。
This person longed for the Lord.
因为他实在是觉得主向着他的爱是何等的甘甜。
Because he truly felt how sweet the love of the Lord is toward him.
所以他就愿意来爱主。
So therefore, he's willing to come and love the Lord.
他愿意主来吸引他，一直来跟随主。
He wants the Lord to draw him so that he will continue to follow him.
因为他知道这条路是需要他向着主来降服。
And he also knows that he needs to subject himself to the Lord on this way.
他需要把自己完全的奉献给主。
He realized that he needs to completely offer himself to the Lord.
主把他带进内室。
So the Lord lead her into the inner chambers.
主与他有非常隐秘的交通。
And the Lord have a closed communion with her.
不仅如此，在内室里面，他有启示，有光照。
And also in the inner chamber, she will receive enlightenment and also receive revelation.
神借着十字架在他身上做雕刻的工作。
And the Lord uses the cross to do a work on her.
所以经过了很长一段时间，他把自己完全的交在主的手中，就产生了我们刚才所读的这个光景。
So after a long period of time, she would put herself in the hand of the Lord, and therefore we will see the result of the work in these two verses.
在第六章第四节这里呢，主特别称赞她。
And in chapter 6, verse 4, here the Lord praises her.
他说：“你美丽如德萨，秀美如耶路撒冷。”
Here it says, "You are beautiful as Tarzan."And lovely as Jerusalem.
我们知道德萨是从前北国那十个支派以色列国他们的首都。
And you know, Tarzan is the capital city of the northern kingdom of the Israelites.
耶路撒冷呢，却是主安放他名的地方。
And Jerusalem is the place where the Lord settled His name.
换句话说，在这里，他在外面。他所彰显出来的乃是基督的美丽。
And in another word, we see that what she manifests outward is the beauty of Christ.
他里面呢有基督的性格。
And within her, she will have the character of Christ.
但是她在仇敌的面前呢，她如同威武，如展开旌旗的军队。
But before the enemy, she manifests as inspiring as an army with banners.
换句话说，在仇敌的面前，她是得胜的。
And in other words, is that she is overcoming before the enemy.
而且呢，是令仇敌惧怕的。
And also cause fear to be struck in the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天真的在神的手里面，经过长时间在他手上调教的话，我们在主的面前是美丽的，在仇敌的面前呢是可畏的。
And in other words, if we are worked on by the Lord for a period of time, then before the Lord we will be beautiful, but before our enemy we will be fearful.
那在第十节呢，他就讲得更详细了。
And on verse 10 is even more clear.
他讲到了四件事情。
Here it mentioned four things.
他说他向外观看，在原文就是向前观看，如晨光发现。
And here it says when she looks out, look forward, it is like the morning.
在之前他在跟随主 的时候呢，他知道他好像还在黑暗里面。
And before, when she was following the Lord, it is as if she was still in darkness.
他跟主中间呢有一些黑影在隔隔阂着。
And before she and the Lord, there seems to be some shadow separating them.
但是现在他的光景呢，他跟主中间已经不再有黑影。
But the condition now is that between her and the Lord, there is nothing separating them.
所以她的眼光呢，一直是向前看。
And that she looks forward only.
就好像保罗所说的，他忘记背后，他努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
It is like what Paul says. He forget the past and he look forward toward the goal.
主是他唯一的目标。
Because the Lord it is his only goal.
而他跟主中间呢，没有任何阴影阻挡着。
Between the Lord and her, there is no shadow separating them.
这是她的第一个光景。
This is her first condition.
第二光景说她美丽如月亮。
And the second one is talking about she is beautiful as the moon.
我们知道月亮所彰显的乃是太阳的光。
We know that what the moon represents is reflecting the light of the sun.
而且月亮都是在晚上出现的。
Also, the moon also appear at night.
所以现在他的光景呢，就好像在这个黑夜的黑暗的世代里面呢，它是一个见证。
So you see that this is a testimony in a dark age.
然后他讲到他皎洁如日头。
And this also mentioned that she is clear as the sun.
我们知道我们的主就是公义的日头。
We know that our Lord is the righteous sun.
所以他现在呢，因着长时间与主交通的缘故。
And now, because she has this long fellowship with the Lord,
现在她荣上加荣，好像主的灵变成的。
And now she is glory upon glory, as if it was transformed from the Spirit of God.
最后，她也提到了威武如展开旌旗军队。
And now it mentioned again, it is awesome as an army with banners.
在仇敌跟世人的面前，她是可敬畏的。
Because before the world and before the enemy.She is to be feared.
仇敌在他面前站立不住。
Because the enemy could not stand in front of her.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你有羡慕这样的一个光景。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, you long for such a condition.
今天很多时候我们在主的面前，在世人的面前，我们缺少这样的光景。
Because very often before the enemy and before the Lord, we lack this kind of situation.
但如果我们肯愿意把自己完全奉献给主。
But if we are willing to give ourselves to the Lord.
我们愿意顺服他。
And we are willing to obey.
我们愿意让十字架在我们身上做雕刻的工作。
And we are willing to let the cross to do the carving work upon us.
我们的前途就在这里所彰显的。
Then our future it is manifest. It was mentioned right here.
一个人如果到了这样的光景
，When a person reaches such a condition,
你知道他的服事是怎么样的一个服事？
Then that person's service, do you know what kind of service it is?
也就是后面第七章第八章所讲的。
It is mentioned in chapter 7 and chapter 8.
用我们所懂得的话来讲呢，他现在的服事乃是一个生命的服事。
And to put it in words that we can understand, it is that the service of such a person, it is a service of life.
一个复活生命的执事，就是从这个样的生命所彰显出来的。
And it is manifested of a resurrected life service. It is shown here.
我们知道我们可以在任何我们生命的阶段里面，我们都可以做服侍的工作。
We know that in every stage of our life, we can do service to the Lord.
但是到了这样的光景呢，他的服侍就是完全是一种生命的服侍。
But when you reach such a condition, then all your services become life.
弟兄姊妹，你有遇见过这样的人吗？
Brother and sister, have you met such a person?
如果这样的人他在那里做生命的服侍的时候，你知道是什么样的光景吗？
For such a person, when he or she served, do you know what kind of condition that is?
你知道现在在这个世上，甚至在神的家里面，我们何等需要这样的服侍。
Do you know, in this world, in this age, and even in the house of God, we really need this type of service.
因为到处都充满了软弱失败的光景。
Because all around us, we see all the weaknesses and all the failures.
我们需要有这样的服侍。
We need such a service.
现在我们来看这是怎么样的一个服侍。
So now let us look at what kind of service this is.
我想最好的一个例子在圣经里我看到的是以利沙的服侍。
I think from the Bible, the best example of such a service, I saw it from the prophet Elijah.
那是记载在《列王记下》第二章。
This is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 2.
我们知道以利沙他这时候已经充满了以利亚那个双倍的圣灵在他身上。
We know that at this time, Elijah has already received a double portion of the Spirit from Elijah.
现在以利沙开始他的服事了。
Now Elijah is starting his service.
以利沙经过长时间跟随以利亚的缘故呢，现在生命到达了一个非常成熟的地步。
And because Elijah has followed Elijah for a long period of time, now his life is reaching a mature stature.
我们知道以利亚所代表的是复活升天的基督。
We know that Elijah represents the risen and ascended Lord.
现在以利沙跟随他有很长的一段时间，现在他的生命也成熟了。
So now Elijah has followed him for a long time, and his life has become mature.
现在在他前面充满了各样属灵的问题。
And now before him is all kinds of spiritual questions, problems.
他怎么样来应付这些光景？
And now, how would he deal with this kind of condition?
他所用的不是靠他自己的头脑跟方法。
What he uses was not his own methods and his own wisdom.
乃是他那个复活生命的那大能。
But it is the power of the resurrected life.
他碰到的第一个问题就在《列王记下》第二章第十九节所讲到的。
And the first question or first problem he encountered is in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 19.
他来到了耶利哥城。
And when he came to the city of Jericho,
这些城的人对他说，这城的地势美好。
These people from the city told him that the land, the ground is good.
但是呢，水恶劣，土产不熟而落。
But the water is bitter.And the produce would fall before it's ripened.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们到外面去，我们看见的这个世界的光景呢，甚至神家里的光景，很多时候就是这样的光景。
Brother and sister, when we go out and we look at the condition of this world, even in the house of God, we see this kind of condition.
这个城地势非常的美好，换句话说，它外面看非常的好。
And in one side, you see that the city looks very good from the outside.
但是他的问题在哪里呢？他的植物每一次有生结了果子以后，这果子不熟。
And but the problem lies in at the when the fruit is bare, before it's become ripened, it falls.
为什么？因为水恶劣。
The reason is because the water is bitter.
这是不是正好描写我们大部分我们的光景
？Does this describe all most of our condition?
我们可能花很多的时间在读圣经。
It could be that we've spent much time studying the Bible.
我们满了对于神有关神的知识。
We were full of the knowledge of things concerning our God.
甚至我们也有很好的交通。
Also, we might have very good fellowship.
我们能够教导别人。
We could even instruct or teach other people.
但是我们感觉到我们的生命常常是。这么的软弱。
But we felt very often that our life is such, have such weakness.
我们可以把道讲得很高。
We can preach very high sermons.
但我们的生活却是这么的卑下。
But our daily life is so based and lowly.
我们可以常常参加祷告的聚会。
We can often even attend prayer meetings.
甚至别人可以称赞我们，我们的祷告实在是很好。
And even other people might praise us, saying that your prayer is very good.
我们可以用神的话来祷告。
We can even pray with the word of God.
我们甚至可以用很美好的诗歌的词来祷告。
Even we pray with the words from the songs.
但是我们祷告没有能力。
But our prayer is lacking of power.
我们可以参加各样的聚会。
We can attend all kinds of meetings.
甚至特别聚会我们都参加。
Even all the special meetings, we attend them all.
这些话也确实吸引我们。
And these words also drawn us.
但是过了一段时间，你看我们的光景又蓝下来。
But after a period of time, you see that our condition come down again.
这是什么样的光景呢？
What kind of condition is this?
这就是说，从外面来看，这个城必是美好，外观非常的好。我们给人家从外面的感觉很好，但是我们知道我们里面所有的只是一些属灵的假象。
And this is speaking of when people look at us from the outside, it looks very good. The city looks beautiful from the outside. But our true condition, it is lacking.
人家可以称赞我们。
Other people can praise us.
但是当我们来到主的面前，认真面对这件事情的时候，我们发觉我们缺少这个属灵的实际。
And when we come to the Lord and truly dealt with the Lord in our spiritual condition, we find that we lacking the reality.
在我们身上，就好像这个土产不熟而落。
And on us, this is like speaking of the fruit falls before it's ripened.
因为如果我们外面真的有这样的光景，照理讲，我们里面就应该有属灵的果子。
Because according to the appearance on the outside, if we truly have that condition, then we should bear much fruit.
换句话说，圣灵所结的果子应该在我们身上彰显。
In other words, the fruit of the Spirit should be appearing on us.
圣灵的果子就是一个，就是爱。
And the fruit of the Spirit is one, it is love.
但当你把这个爱把它拨开来看的时候呢，里面我们发觉有好多的成分。
But if you open up love, you will see all the ingredients in it.
第一个就是喜乐。
And the first one is joy.
弟兄姐，如果我们真的是有结出圣灵的果子，在我们里面应该充满了喜乐的。
And if we truly bear the fruit of the Spirit within us, we should have that joy.
但很多时候你看我们真的喜乐不起来。
But very often we could not come to the position of joy.
弟兄姊妹，这是出了问题。
Brother and sister, because there is a problem.
第二个是什么呢？和平。
And the second one is peace.
我们的主是和平的君。
Because our Lord is the Prince of Peace.
圣灵在我们身上所结的果子，应该是我们与神、与人、与自己都应该是充满了和平的。
And the fruit of the Spirit will cause us to have peace with other people, with God, and with even with ourselves.
但是我们常常跟神拌交涉。
But very often we would be quarreling with the Lord.
我们不愿意顺服。
We are not willing to obey.
我们跟人也没有办法相处。
And we also cannot dwell well with people.
甚至我们跟自己都没有办法相处。
And even we could not have peace with ourselves.
我们知道仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善，这些都是圣灵所结的果子。
We know all the fruits of the Spirit is peace, joy, and kindness. All this is from the Spirit.
但是，我们发觉土产不熟而落，在我们身上没有这样的光景。
And we see that we do not have the condition of the fruit being there and fallen before it's ripened.
所以弟兄姊妹，这样的一个光景，你需要怎么样来拯救
？So, brother and sister, in such a condition, you know what is the solution?
一个复活生命的执事懂得怎么样来解决这样的问题。
A ministry of the risen life of the Lord know how to solve such a problem.
这就是以利沙所面临到的第一个问题。
And this is the question this is the problem that Elijah has faced, the first one.
就只有他能够解决。
And only he knows how to do it.
现在在我们所遇见的许多光景里面，你会发觉这是一个很普通的光景。
And right now you see this condition being very common to surrounding us.
那解决的路在哪里？
And where is the way of salvation?
我们看见以利沙做了一件很奇妙的事。
We see Elijah did a very strange thing.
他说：“你们拿一个新瓶来装盐给我。”
He asked for a vessel, a new vessel, to be filled with salt.
他就出到水源，把盐倒在水中，就说：“耶和华说，我治好了这水。”
He went out and he poured the salt into the source of the spring, and he said, "Jehovah has healed this water."
现在这个水呢，就不再使人死，而且呢，地土也能够出产。
And so therefore now, this water will not cause death anymore, and also the land will no longer be barren.
我们这里出的问题呢，是在水的上，这个水质不好。
And we know that the source of the water is not good.
这个水在圣经里是特别代表我们的生命说的。
And very often, the water represents our life.
那这个生命呢，是在，这个水是在耶利哥城。
And this water is in Jericho, we found it in Jericho.
我们的耶利哥是一个受咒诅的地方。
We know that Jericho was a place of cursed.
所以在我们里面那个天然的生命是一个咒诅的生命。
So therefore, within our life, it is a life that was cursed.
在这个生命里面，我们知道充满了我们自己亚当的天然。
And in our life, we were full of the life from Adam.
而且呢，充满了罪。
Full of sin.
虽然我们里面是有基督的生命。
Although we have the life of Christ within us,
但是我们常常彰显出来的却是那个亚当那个旧造的生命。
But very often what we manifested out is the life of Adam.
所以这里讲到水恶劣。
So therefore here the water is bitter.
但是以利沙用的方法很奇妙，他说你给我预备一个新瓶，装点盐就好。
And this is a very strange method that Elisha used, that he wanted a new vessel to be full of salt.
弟兄姐，你有没有想过？他怎么会想到这个方法？
Brother and sister, have you considered how he came up with this method?
这方法真有用吗？
Is this method really useful?
如果有一个人真的是就照着他也拿了一个新瓶来装盐，他来倒的话呢，这个水能够被治疗吗？
And if you think another person would do the same method, take the vessel and full of salt and pour it in, would this work?
如果今天你发觉水有一个地方水质不好，你用同样的方法做，它你能够治愈吗
？And if you found another place that the water is bitter and you do the same thing, do you think you can cure?
所以你就发觉不是方法的问题。
But you realize that it is not in the method.
而是人的问题。
The solution is in it's because of the problem of man.
如果我们学习人家的方法，问题仍然不能解决。
If you only learn of other people's method.The problem still will not be solved.
以利沙所以能够知道，并不是因为他聪明。
Elijah were able to cure this problem. It is not because he was smart.
乃是因为他的经历。
It was because of his experience.
从他的经历里面，他有启示。
And from his experience, he received revelation.
他知道要解决这个问题呢，你必须要预备一个新的瓶子。
So he realized when to cure the problem, you need a new vessel.
这个新的瓶子里面一定要装盐。
And in this new vessel, you must have salt.
我们知道这个新的瓶所代表的乃是以利沙自己。
And you know that this new vessel represents Elijah himself.
这个盐所代表的乃是那个复活生命的大能。
And this salt represents the great power of the risen life.
那个不毁坏的生命的大能。
The life that is incorruptible, the power of that life.
我们的盐专门是能够防腐的。
And we know that salt has the quality of preservative.
因为如果一个东西放久了，它就会腐烂。
Because something if you put it out for a long time, it will be rotten.
但是复活生命的大能呢，能够胜过死亡。
But the risen life's power can overcome death.
所以他在这里所用的方法乃是从他经历从他启示来的。
And therefore, this method that he used, it is from his experience and from his life.
因为他现在成了一个新的人。
Because now he became a new person.
他是一个新的器皿。
He is a new vessel.
在他里面充满了复活的大能，就好像这个盐一样。
And within him, it was full of this power of the resurrection, and it is like the salt.
所以他能够治愈这个水。
So therefore, he can cure that water.
所以呢，现在土产可以长出来了。
Now the land will no longer be barren.
可以结出圣灵的果子。
Now the fruit of the spirit can be manifested.
那到底以利沙经历了些什么事情
？But Elijah, what has he experienced?
我们知道很奇妙，以利沙一开始的时候，他的执事一开始的时候，跟他执事的，到他就是说一开始蒙召的时候，到他开始出来服事的时候，讲到同一件事情。
You know, from the time that Elijah was called until he came out to serve, it speaks of one thing.
这两个时期都提到了一件事情。
These two time periods both speak of one thing.
都提到了一件外衣。
It spoke of a tunic.
根据列王记下第二章，我们知道他开始要服事之前呢。以利亚升天了。
And at the end of 1 Kings, we saw that before Elijah came out to serve, Elijah is being taken to heaven.
然后当以利亚升天的时候呢，从他身上掉下来一件外衣。
And when Elijah was taken up, his mantle fell down.
我们知道以利沙呢就把它穿在他的身上。
So Elijah took on the mantle of Elijah.On himself.
这件事情我想我们都清楚。
I think we all remember the story.
但是他刚刚开始蒙召的时候也有一件衣服。
But when he first was called, there was another mantle.
那是在列王记上十九章。
And this is in 1 Kings chapter 19.
如果弟兄姊妹记得的话，那时候以利亚正好逃到这个山上。
And if brothers and sisters remember, prior to this, Elijah has escaped and fled to the mountain.
他向神控告以色列的子民。
And he was before God, he was accusing the Israelites before God.
他说以色列人呢背弃你的约，毁坏你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。这是在十九章十四节所讲的。
And this is in verse.In chapter 19, verse 14, here I mentioned, he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God and the host, because the children of Israelites have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the swords, and I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
结果神叫他做三件事情。
So God asked him to do three things.
他说你要膏哈薛做亚兰王。
And Jehovah said to him, Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you come, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria.
我们知道亚兰就是叙利亚啊，就是叙利亚。然后第二件事情呢，就是高林户的孙子耶户做以色列王。
And the second thing is, you shall anoint Jehud, the son of Nimshi, to be king over Israel.
所以他做的前两件事情呢，一个是高叙利亚王，一个是高以色列王。
And so the two things that he did, the first two is one to anoint the king of Syria, second is to anoint the king of Israel.
第三件事情呢，就是要去高以利沙。
And the third thing is to anoint the son, anoint Elijah.
要以利沙接续他先知的职分。
So that Elijah will be anointed to be prophet in his place.
我们知道后来以利亚就去膏以利沙。
So now we know that Elijah went and anointed Elijah.
你怎么膏他呢
？How did he anoint him?
通常我们说膏的时候呢，就是倒油嘛。
And normally when you anoint someone, you would pour oil over.
但是你在这里看见他没有倒油在以利沙的身上。
But here we did not see Elijah pour oil over Elijah.
但你看见了他将自己的外衣搭在他的身上。
But you see that he put his own mantle upon Elijah.
所以你看见呢，当以利沙被蒙召的时候呢，以利亚把外衣披在他身上。
So you see when Elijah was called, Elijah put his mantle on him.
到最后以利亚升天的时候呢，以利亚掉下的外衣呢，以利沙也披在身上。
And later on, when Elijah was taken up by the chariots of fire, his mantle fell down, and Elijah put it on.
所以在这里给我们看见两件外衣。
Here we see two mantle.
第一件是刚开始的时候，第二件是一个段落的结束的时候。
And one is when it was in the very beginning, and then the other one is at the very end.
这讲到圣灵在我们身上的工作的两个方面。
And this speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit upon us in the two stages.
第一件事情，我们看见圣灵充满他。
Here we see the first thing is the Holy Spirit will fill him.
以利沙没有做什么事情。
Elijah did not do anything.
但是第二次的时候呢，他得到圣灵双倍的充满，双倍的圣灵在他的身上，他是跟随了很长的一段路。
But at the end, when he received the double portion of the Holy Spirit's filling, it is because he has followed for a long time.
所以你看见第一次的时候呢，他不要做什么事情，但第二次呢，他必须要走很长的路。
So here you see, the first time he did not have to do anything, but the second time he has to follow for a long time.
我们常常很羡慕圣灵充满。
We very often would admire the filling of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们常常愿意得着的乃是那刚开始的那一段。
But very often we long for the type of filling that is like the first portion.
因为我们不需要付什么代价。
Because there is no price to be paid there.
但是现在你要有复活生命的大能，你需要付代价的。
But now, in order to receive the great power of the risen life, you need to pay a price.
他跟随了以利亚好多年。
He followed Elijah for many years.
他在这些年中所学的呢，可以用四个段落来表示。
And what he has learned in this period, you can represent it with four separate sections.
所以这四个段落呢，正好就记载在《列王记下》第二章的四个地方。
And these four portions can be found in 2 Kings chapter 2.
这也就是第一个我们讲到的吉甲。
And Here we see the first one is Gilgal.
吉甲是指着对付肉体说的。
And Gilgal speaks of dealing with the flesh.
因为吉甲是他们以色列人受割礼的地方。
Because Gilgal is where the Israelites had received the circumcision.
所以以利沙跟随以利亚，在这一段长时间的跟随当中，他学了一个重要的功课，就对付他的肉体。
So for this long following of Elijah, he learned one lesson. It is dealing with his flesh.
你知道我们的肉体有好的一面，有不好的一面。
You know our flesh has the good side and the bad side.
你知道很多时候我们发脾气，我们不能够忍耐，这是我们一知道，我们一看就知道这是肉体。
And very often when we lose our temper, and we look at it, we know that this is our flesh.
但是呢，我们的肉体有好的一面。
But our flesh also have good expressions.
从我们天然发出的谦卑、忍耐。
And you found some natural humbleness and also long suffering.
这些可以从得到人的称赞。
And these can receive praises of men.
但当来到真的试炼的时候呢，是反而显出我们那种败坏的光景。
But when we come upon trials and temptation, and this will show that this is the corruption of our life.
但我们看见以利沙在第一个阶段里面，他所学到的还是彻底对付了他的肉体。
But then we see that Elijah has learned from his following of Elijah how to deal with the flesh completely.
第二段我们知道他来到了伯特利。
On the second part, we see that he went to Bethel.
伯特利讲到两件事情。
Bethel speaks of two things.
第一个，伯特利是蒙启示的地方。
First of all, Bethel is a place where he received revelation.
因为雅各在旷野的时候呢，在伯特利他看见天开了。
Because Jacob at Bethel, he saw the heaven opened.
那当我们的肉体受到对付以后呢，我们的灵就能够开启。
You know, when our flesh is being dealt with, then our spirit can be opened up.
因为圣灵跟肉体都是相争的。
Because the Holy Spirit strives with our flesh.
什么时候我们的肉体受到了压制，我们的灵就能够高昂。
And whenever our flesh is being suppressed, then the Holy Spirit, our spirit can rise.
伯特利第二个特点就是因为他的名，伯特利的意思就是指的神的家说的。
And Bethel in the second thing it mentioned about the house of God.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕在伯特利附近筑了一座坛。
So we saw Abraham has established an altar around Bethel.
这个坛的一边是伯特利，一边是爱城，爱。
On one side of Bethel is the city of Bethel, and the other side is the city of Ai.
我们知道爱城所代表的是指的世界说的。
We know the city of Ai represent what the world has.
所以亚伯拉罕在这里设一座坛呢，是一个分别的坛。
So therefore, Abraham set an altar right there is to separate the two.
因为他要把世界从神的家有彻底的分别。
Because he wants to have a complete separation between the house of God and the city of the world.
所以他经过了
And so when Elisha has passed through this place of Bethel, speaks of him dealing with of the world within him completely.
然后他就来到了第三个地方, 也就是这里所提到的这个耶利哥。
And now he came to the third place. It is called Jericho.
因为我们知道耶利哥曾经是一个属灵征战的地方。
And Jericho was a place of spiritual battle.
当以色列人刚进到迦南的时候，第一个征战就是在耶利哥。
And when the Israelites first crossed over the Jordan, the first place of their battle was Jericho.
这个属灵的征战要怎么打？
So this spiritual battle, how do they fight it?
我们知道，当约书亚进这个迦南地的时候呢，他看到了一个异象。
And when Joshua is crossing over the Jordan, he saw a vision.
看到有一个人拿一把刀。
He saw a captain of the army have a sword drawn out.
所以他就问，他说你是帮助我们的还是帮助仇敌的？
So therefore he asked this person, are you for us or against us?
他说我不是帮助你们，也不是帮仇敌，我是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
He said, I am not for you nor for your enemy. I am here to be the captain of the host of Jehovah.
所以你看见在这里有三个方面。
So here you see three sides.
一个是仇敌这一面。
On one side you see the enemy.
一个是我们自己这一面。
And the other side you see yourself.
一个是神这一面。
And then the third side you see God's side.
这个属灵的征战看我们地位要站在什么地方。
And in this battle of the spirit, you have to see which side do you stand on.
如果我们是站在神的这一边，接受他的引导。
If we are standing on God's side, allow His leading.
你只要相信并顺服。
All you need to do is believe and obey.
你看, 再坚固的营垒, 像耶利哥, 也要被摧毁。
And even as strong of a stronghold as Jericho, it shall be destroyed.
所以以利沙不但是胜过了肉体, 胜过了世界, 他也胜过了黑暗的权势。
So Elijah not only overcame the world, he also overcame his own flesh.
最后他经过了约旦河。
Then he passed over Jordan.
所以我们知道他所有属天然的都已经与基督同定十字架。So
all of his natural life has already been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。So
now who lives is no longer I, but Christ lived in me.
所以现在他把他的旧人，好像这个他原来穿的衣服，把它撕裂。So
now it is like his old man is being torn apart like his cloak.
他现在成了一个新的人，因为他披上了以利亚的外衣。
And now he became a new person because he took on the mantle of Elijah.
我们知道这个新人乃是按着神的旨意。我们如果是在基督里，我们就是新造的。And
because if we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
但是经过了这些他所学习的功课之后呢，他现在就成了一个全新的器皿。And
after all these experiences that he had, now he is a new vessel.
经过了这一段时间跟随和学习呢，他里面充满了复活的生命。Now
through all this following and learning, he is filled with the risen life within.
所以因着这些经历呢，他能够治疗这个水。And
because of these experiences, he could heal the water.
因为这是从他经历来的。Because
these things came from his experience.
这也同样的告诉我，我们怎么样才能够克服我们里面那个水恶劣、土质不熟而入的光景。
And this also tells us how we can cure this condition that we have, that the fruit will fall before it's ripe.
我们需要像以利沙这样付代价来走这条道路。
And we need to learn like Elisha to pay the price, to follow the cross.
这也是主教导我们的，要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
And this is what the Lord told us, that we need to deny ourselves and carry the cross and follow Him.
这时候呢，我们也能够被制作成一个新的器皿，里面充满了盐，充满了主复活的生命。Then
after that, we will be able to be like a new vessel and full of the salt to serve the Lord.
这样我们自己不但自己蒙拯救，我们也能够帮助人家蒙拯救。
And if we have that condition, we can not only save ourselves, we can also help others to save.
所以他说，这个水呢，从此就不再使人死。
And so therefore, the Bible says that this water no longer causes death.
可见的从前这样的光景造成多少属灵的死亡。
And so that we see, in the past, this water has caused much spiritual death.
从前结不出这个圣灵的果子，现在能够结出来。
In the past, we could not bear the spiritual fruit. Now we could bear the spiritual fruit.
这是以利沙所碰到的第一个问题。
This is the first problem Elijah were able to solve.
这也是如果我们真正进入那个生命的服事的时候呢，我们所要碰到的一个问题。
And also, this is the first problem we will encounter when we enter into the service of life.
那第二个问题在哪里呢？他进到了伯特利。
And here we see the second problem he entered into is in Bethel.
然后伯特利有很多的童子从城里出来，戏笑他。
And many children and many boys came out from the city of Bethel and they were mocking him.
你知道伯特利原来是神的家。
And originally, Bethel was the house of God.
现在成了什么？成了偶像的中心。
But now, Bethel became the center of all the idol worshiping.
你记得在启示录曾经提到别加摩教会里面有撒旦的座位。
And you know, in Revelation, in the letter to the Pergamos, they said that it, among them were the throne of Satan.
现在神的家居然成了拜偶像的中心。
And here, the house of God has become the center of idol worship.
我们知道他们在这里拜金牛犊。
We know that they worship the golden calf here.
而在这个地方有巴利的座位。
Because here there was the seat of Baal.
而且你记得、哦、曾经在约书亚的时候，当约书亚攻破了耶利哥城。
You know that when Joshua were able to defeat the Jericho,
他曾经对耶利哥城呢下了一个咒诅。
He has cursed the city of Jericho once.
而且他说，如果谁再重新建造这个城呢？当他立根基的时候，他要死长子；当他建门的时候呢，他要死；立门栓的时候，他要死第二个儿子要死掉。
Joshua says that whoever rebuilt this city, when he set the foundation of the city, he will lose the first son, and if he set the gate, he will lose the second son.
结果，如果你读《列王记上》十六章，你看有一个人。
And so in 1 Kings, you saw that there was a person.
他不听这些话。
He would not believe these words.
他藐视这些咒诅。
He despised of this curse.
他要重新建造这个耶利哥城。
He wanted to rebuild Jericho.
果然，当他立根基的时候，他的第一个儿子死了。
And it did happen when he set the foundation of the city. His first son, his firstborn was dead.
当他立门栓的时候，第二个儿子也死了。
And when he set the gate, his second son died.
现在在神的家里面，这个伯特利这个家里面，居然呢，神的话不受人重视。
And now we see in Bethel, the word of God was despised by the people.
而那重建耶利哥城的这一个人呢，就是伯特利人。
And this person who has rebuilt Jericho was a person from Bethel.
所以当以利沙来到这个城市。
And now Elijah came to the city.
现在这个拜偶像的中心呢，有许多的拜偶像的人从城里面出来讥笑他。
And there were many boys who, many people who worshipped the idol came out from the city to mock him.
他们笑他说：“秃头的上去吧，秃头的上去吧。”
Here they say, "Go up, bald-headed. Go up, bald-headed."
从这里我们看见，大概以利沙是一个秃头的。
From here, we see Elijah probably a person who are bald-headed.
对我们许多人像我这样，我们头发越来越少。
And to many of us, we have that condition that we losing our hair.
我们看见以利沙是秃头，我们还有点盼望。
And we have a slight hope because even Elijah lost his hair.
他们说秃头的秃头，你上去吧。
And here they say, "Go up, bald-headed. Go up, bald-headed."
他们为什么要这样讥笑他呢
？Why did they laugh at him?
因为他不相信以利亚升天了。
Because they did not believe that Elijah has ascended.
就好像今天很多人根本就不相信我们的主已经复活升天了。
It's like many people do not believe that our Lord has risen and ascended to heaven.
所以很多人在讥笑主应许他再回来，这回来的应许在哪里呢？他们在讥笑这件事情。
And because the Lord has promised to return once again, they are questioning, when is this going to happen?
他们就笑以利沙，你就秃头秃头，你就跟着以利亚上去吧。
And they were saying that, you are being bald-headed, why don't you follow Elijah and go up?
所以以利沙所碰到的第二个问题就是黑暗的权势。
And so the second problem that Elijah has encountered, it is the authority of the darkness.
结果以利沙就奉耶和华的名咒诅他。
Then he, by the name of Jehovah, he cursed him.
我们知道以利沙的职事是很少咒诅人的。
We know that Elijah's ministry has very few cursed.
但是对黑暗的权势，你不能够软弱的。
But when you are facing the power of the darkness, you cannot be weak.
所以就显出了他属天的权柄跟能力。
So here manifested his spiritual authority and his power.
因为属天的权柄跟能力从哪来的呢？还是从复活生命的大能来的。
And this spiritual authority came from the risen life, the power of the risen life.
所以就有两个母熊从林中出来，撕裂他们中间42个童子。
And therefore, two she bear came out and torn up 42 boys.
因为神不能够容许他们这样子做。
Because God would not allow them to do this.
这是第二个他碰到的问题。
This is the second problem he has encountered.
你知道，如果我们今天只是一般的服侍，你还不会感觉到这黑暗权势有多厉害。
Because if we have only an ordinary service, we would not feel the power of the darkness.
但你真正进入那个生命的服侍的时候，你会感觉到那个黑暗的权势是何等的猖狂。
But then if you enter into the service of life, then you will soon feel how fierce is the power of darkness.
但是呢，对以利沙这不是问题。
But to Elijah, it is not a problem.
因为复活生命的大能呢，远远胜过，而且已经胜了这黑暗的权势。
Because of the power of the resurrection has overcame and far overcame this power of the darkness.
那么以利沙碰到第三件事情。
So now Elijah encountered the third problem.
就是列王记下第三章所讲的。
And this is recorded in chapter 3 of 2 Kings.
这章的记载很有意思。
And this is very interesting recording right here.
因为这里讲到了三个王。
Here it mentioned about three kings.
一个是犹大王。
One is the king of Judah.
一个是以色列王。
The second one is the king of Israel.
一个是以东王。
And the third one is the king of Edom.
他们一起要去攻打摩押王。
And they gathered together to attack the king of Moab.
所以在这里你就发觉很奇妙，就是说这三个王不应该在一起的。
Here you see very interestingly, these three kings should not have been together.
因为犹大王呢，他是敬拜耶和华的。
Because Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, he worshipped Jehovah.
以色列王呢，他是拜偶像的。
And the king of Israel, he worshipped idols.
那以东王呢，根本就不认识神的。
And the king of Edom doesn't even know God.
他们居然一起联合起来要去征战。
And here you see that they are united together, wanted to go battle together.
所以这是一个很奇怪的组合。
This is a very strange combination.
结果呢，他们就在以东的旷野呢，绕了七天的路。
So in the wilderness of Edom, they were circling for about 7 days.
所以你看见，在这里面的这种组合、这种掺杂呢，没有办法让你走前面的路。
So you see.If you have this kind of mixture, you could not walk, go forward.
你只能在那边绕路。
You can only go in circle.
结果呢，我们就看见了他们没有水喝。
And the result is they could not find any water to drink.
就快要死掉了。
They're about to be destroyed.
结果这时候他们就来找以利沙。
And so therefore they came and seek for the help of Elijah.
以利沙，他说如果不是因为他看在犹大王的份上，他根本不想管这件事情。
So Elijah says that he would not have put his hand in this matter if not for the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat.
那是怎么样来帮助他们呢？
But how did he help them?
很奇怪，他没有马上告诉他们怎么做。
Very strangely, he did not tell them what to do right away.
他说：“你给我找一个弹琴的来。”
And so he asked for a person who is a musician.
弹琴的时候呢，耶和华的灵就降在他的身上。
So when the musician started to play, then the spirit of God came upon Elijah.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得很奇妙？就是说，为什么他不直接就说话？他为什么还要找个弹琴的来弹呢？
Brother and sister, don't you find it strange that he did not just speak straightforward to the kings, but he asked for a musician to come and play first?
而且这里还告诉我们说，他要叫他在谷中满处挖沟。
And he also asked them to dug many holes in the valley that they were in.
然后不但到时候这谷里面要满了水。
And he predicted that all the ditches that was dug will be full of water.
在神的眼中，这算是小事。
Because this thing, according to God, it is a small thing.
而且神要做更大的事。
Because God will do a greater thing.
神要让摩押王呢败在他们的手中。
And because God will cause the king of Moab to be defeated in their hands.
那我们要问这一段故事教导我们什么事情
？So now we're going to ask, what does this teach us in this story?
伊丽莎所面对的第三个问题是什么
？What is the third problem that Elijah faced?
我们在这里我们看见这是一个跟肉体的征战。
Here we see that this is a battle with the flesh.
因为摩押在圣经里面都代表肉体说的。
Because Moab speak of our flesh.
所以你看见在第一个问题里面，他给我们看见什么叫做属灵的实际。
In here we see that what is the reality of the spiritual matter.
第二，给我们看见什么叫做黑暗的权势。
Second, we see the power or the authority of darkness.
第三个，给我们看见什么叫做与肉体征战。
And the third, we see what is to battle with your flesh.
我们感谢主，因为以利沙已经学到了这个功课，所以他能够教导他们。
We thank the Lord because Elijah has already learned of this lesson, so therefore he can solve this problem.
如果我们没有对付过肉体
，If we have not dealt with our flesh，
我们绝对不能够帮助人家来对付肉体。
Then we cannot help any others to deal with their flesh.
以利沙怎么学的
？How did Elijah learn this？
这章给我们看见一个很好的答案。
Here we see this is their answer in this chapter.
首先，我们看见这个以色列王啊
，Now first we see that the king of Israel，
他是一个敬畏神的人
，He is a person who fear God，
但他有一个很大的问题
，But he has a great problem，
就是他这个人，在人来看太好了，就是一个好人。
According to man， he is too good and he is a good person。
我们刚刚讲，当我们在读到雅歌的时候呢，我们讲到在仇敌的面前，在世人的面前呢，他威武像展开旌旗的军队。
And just then we read in the Song of Songs that a person would be like an army with banners.
但是以利就是这里的约沙法王，就犹大王呢，他对这些敬拜偶像的人呢。居然有建立了那么好的关系。
But here, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, he has a good relationship with other kings who worship idols.
我们看见在这里以色列王呢，他是拜偶像的。
We see here that the king of Israel, he is a person who worship idols.
本来摩押王呢是向他来进贡的，每一年要进贡物给他的。
And originally, the king of Moab were to pay tribute to the king of Israel.
所以他就摩押王呢就，但是后来摩押王就背叛了以色列王。
And later on, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel.
结果以色列王就派兵去攻打摩押。
So the king of Israel want to send an army to attack Moab.
他就差人去见犹大王约沙法，邀他一同去攻打摩押。
And he went and invite Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah.To go with him to attack Moab.
那犹大王就说了：“你我不分彼此，我的名与你的名一样，我的马与你的马一样。”
And you see the reply of Jehoshaphat is that you and I has no difference, and your people is my people, and your horses are my horses. The same.
看，这就说到了犹大王虽然是敬畏神，但是他没有圣洁的观念。
Here you see that the king of Judah, although he is a person who worship God.But he does not have the concept of separation from the world.
他与拜偶像的王呢，分不清彼此。
And he could not separate himself from the king that worship idols.
所以你看见了，这都是属肉体的表现。
And you see that this is the manifestation of the flesh.
因为我们天然的爱好，这也是肉体出来的。
Because our desire and longings from our flesh, naturally is coming out from our flesh.
结果他们呢，就走到了以东的旷野。
And now they went to the wilderness of Edom.
我们知道以东所代表的，乃是我们那个天然人的骄傲。
we see that what Edom represent is our natural pride.
所以你看见的这都是属肉体。
And these are all from our flesh.
属肉体的人呢，永远在肉体的面前站立不住的。
A fleshly person, he cannot stand before the flesh.
所以他们没有办法来去攻打摩押的。
So therefore, they cannot go and fight against Moab.
所以呢，他们就在那边绕路。
And they end up just circling in the wilderness.
到最后没有水了。
And then they ran out of water.
那以利沙怎么来解决这个问题？
So Elijah came to solve this problem.
这边讲了一句很有意思的话。
And here it mentioned a very interesting phrase.
就是在第三章第十一节。
And it is in chapter 3, verse 11.
他说这个以利沙是谁呢？ 就从前服侍以利亚的，从前倒水在以利亚手上。
And here it says something very interesting. And it says that here is Elijah, the son of Shaphat, who poured water onto the hands of Elijah.
所以以利沙给人的印象是什么？
So what is the impression that Elijah gave other people?
以利沙跟随了以利亚很长的一段时间，但他留给人家的印象是什么？
Elijah had followed Elijah for a long period of time, but what kind of impression did he leave with people?
他倒水在以利沙的身上。
He poured water onto the hand of Elijah.
到以利亚的身上。
On Elijah.
换句话说， 他在这里所给人家的感觉是一个卑微的角色。
In other words, he gave other people the impression of a lowly position.
他在这里呢，有一个灵， 是一个仆人的灵。
Here he has a spirit. It is the spirit of a servant.
你知道今天如果我们跟随一个大的先知， 跟随很长的一段时间。
If we are today following a very famous prophet and following for a long time,
我想我们一定要从他身上学很多的东西。
And we would think we would learn much from this prophet.
我们可能要学怎么说预言。
We would learn how to prophesy.
怎么样得到更多关于神的知识。
And also receive much knowledge from God.
我们要学到怎么样圣灵充满。
And how to be filled by the Spirit.
但是以利沙呢， 他所学的功课主要的就是一件，就是降卑他的自己。
And Elijah learned just one thing. It is how to lower himself.
你没有看见他学怎么样说预言，怎么样行神迹奇事。
You did not see how he learned to prophesy and how to do all the signs and miracles.
也许他都有学。
Maybe he has learned those.
但是那不是他留给人家的印象。
But that was not the impression that he left for others.
他乃是有耶稣基督的那个心思，那个意念。
He has the mind of Christ and the will.
他倒空他的自己。
He emptied himself.
他降卑他的自己。
He lowered himself.
因为这个灵是一个卑微的灵。
Because this spirit is a spirit of lowliness.
当我们在读启示录的时候，
Now when we read the Revelation,
我们看见有一个羔羊站在那里。
And we see there's a lamb that was standing there.
他有七角七眼。
He has seven horns and seven eyes.
就是神的七灵。
And this is the seventh spirit of God.
奉差遣往普天下去。
And it was sent to all around the earth.
所以圣灵是羔羊的灵。
And the spirit, it is the spirit of the lamb.
羔羊的灵的特点呢，就是他的卑微。
And the spirit of the lamb, the speciality you see on him, it is his lowliness.
因为主说，我心里面柔和谦卑。
Because the Lord says himself, I am meek and lowly.
所以如果我们属灵的建造，不是建造在这个谦卑的根基上，迟早这个建造要垮台的。
So if our spiritual buildings are not built upon the foundation of this lowliness or meekness, then whatever we build is going to collapse.
因为谦卑是羔羊的一个性格。
Because being meek and lowly, it is a character of Christ.
所以这在这些属肉体人身上呢，这是一个何等大的见证。
And this is a great testimony toward these people who are of the world.
因为肉体都喜欢大。
Because the flesh desire things that are big.
因为肉体都喜欢高。
Because the flesh desire things that are high.
但是羔羊的灵呢，就是谦卑。
But the spirit of the lamb, it is to be lowly.
现在这些属肉体的人来到了耶稣上面前。
And now the spiritual people, these flesh people, fleshly people come before Elijah.
以利沙所代表的乃是圣灵的充满。
And what Elijah represents, it is the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以你看见的肉体跟圣灵永远是相争的。
And you see the quarreling between the spirit and the flesh.
所以以利沙没有办法说什么话给他们。
So Elijah could not tell them anything.
你知道什么时候我们如果充满了肉体，在充满肉体的环境下面呢，我们的灵很容易受搅乱。
And you know, when we are standing in a location with that is full of the flesh, our spirit is very often stirred.
所以我们看见以利沙受到了搅扰。
And here we see that Elijah was also stirred.
他先找一个弹琴的来。
And so he asked for someone who was a musician.
当弹琴的时候。
Then when this musician played,
他的灵里面的灵就慢慢安定和谐下来。
Then his spirit would calm down.
所以耶和华的灵在降在以利沙身上。
Then the spirit of Jehovah once again came upon Elijah.
他就告诉他们说，耶和华如此说，你们要在谷中满处挖沟。
Then he told the kings, Jehovah's, thus says Jehovah, you should dig ditches full of in the valley.
我们知道谷中所代表的都是卑微的地方。
And we know that what the valley represents, it is the lowly places.
我们都希望我们的基地是在山顶上。
We hope that our experience on the mountaintop.
特别是属肉体的。
Especially when you're of the flesh.
但是以利沙就告诉你们要下到谷中。
But Elijah told them, go down to the valley.
你需要降卑你的自己。
You need to lower yourself.
你需要满处挖沟。
You need to dig ditches all over the place.
换句话，你需要十字架在你身上做更深的工作。
In other words, you need the cross to do a deeper work upon you.
因为如果这样的话，耶和华说，你们虽不见风不见雨，但这谷中必满了水。
And because if you do this, Jehovah says that there is no rain or no wind, but you with these ditches will be full of water.
所以到了二十节，就在次日早晨，约在献祭的时候呢，有水就从以东而来，遍地都满了水。
And so you see that in the next day, when it comes time to do the offerings, there's water coming out from Edom, and all the ditches was full of water.
所以现在正当他们献祭的时候，水就来了。
And now when they offer the sacrifice, then the water came.
换句话说，他们正在经历十字架在他们身上的工作的时候呢，你看这个生命的活水就流出来了。
And now, in other words, you see that when they are experiencing the work of the cross deeper on them, then the water of life come up.
所以呢，这个复活生命的大能呢，能够胜过这一切的仇敌。So
this power of the risen life can overcome all of the enemies.
当然，我们今天因为时间的关系，我们只能够交通一点点关于这个复活生命的知识。
And of course, because of time, we can only mention a little bit about the power of this risen life and the service.
但就因着这个再次的鼓励我们，真的在跟随主的路上，我们要忠心。
But we hope that once again, this will encourage us to be faithful in this way of following the Lord.
为什么以利沙需要双倍的圣灵？
Why did Elijah want the double portion of the Spirit?
因为他所处的时代比以利亚的时代更黑。 更艰难,
because the age that Elijah was in, it is even more difficult and more dark than the time of Elijah.
当你来到深夜的时候，你知道常常是天气最冷的时候。
And when you came to the pre-dawn hours, it is very often the coldest time.
这个时候你需要一件外衣。
And now you need a mantle.
让你里面那个 冷的光景呢，能够被遮盖，使你里面重新能够火热起来。So
that your cold condition can be covered, and you will be zealed again.
当主快要回来的这一段时间，你知道这个夜是越来越深。And
before the Lord returns, you know that the night is getting deeper and colder.
我们是不是也需要一件这样的外衣？
Do we not need this mantle on us?
我们是不是也需要这个双倍的圣灵？
Do we not need this double portion of His Spirit?
只有当我们忠心跟随主，愿意他在我们身上流露的时候，
and when we are willing to be faithful in following this way，
不但我们自己蒙拯救，我们也成为别人的祝福。
Not only we ourselves can be saved， but we also became the blessing to others。
低头一些祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.